The health department wants to open 3 new methadone clinics to make it easier for patients to receive treatments for opioid use disorder. The state is eyeing Springfield, Addison County, and possibly Milton as potential locations for these new clinics. But there's already been some pushback in Springfield. The town's development review board recently rejected an application for the for-profit company Acadia Healthcare to set up a methadone clinic in Windsor County. And Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman joins me from Brattleboro to bring us up to date. Hi there, Howard.
Hey, Mary.
Can we begin with you sort of explaining the state's hub and spoke system that's used for treating patients with opioid use disorder?
Yeah, so this goes back to 2013, when the opioid epidemic was getting really bad. So Vermont set up these hubs, which are these 9 centers around the state. And these are the places where folks in recovery can get the medicine they need to continue their treatment. There are 9 of these around the state, and this is where they receive methadone and other services. And then the spokes are the kind of community services outside of those main areas. And the state's been really successful with this. The number of overdoses dropped by about 22% last year. That's not just because of the hub and spoke system, but overall, the state's been successful with this program.
Howard, hearing you describe it, I'm thinking like Vermont's a small state. There are 9 already. Why does the health department want to open 3 more of these clinics?
Well, the health department sees that there are still these pockets around the state where some people have to drive 45 minutes to get their treatment. When they're starting this treatment, sometimes they have to do it every day. So we mentioned if you're in Springfield, you have to now go to Brattleboro or West Lebanon to get methadone. If you live in Middlebury, you've got to go down to Rutland or up to Burlington. The state says there are about 140 people in Springfield who are now traveling outside of town to get it. And so that's why they want to open up these new clinics. They're using some of the opioid settlement money that Vermont got to open them up. And that's the story.
Yeah. And you mentioned Springfield. The health department started that process there. How is it going?
Right. So there was a development review board meeting last month, a public meeting where Acadia Healthcare came before the board, and there was a lot of support for the clinic. A lot of folks in the recovery community were there to say that these are people who already live in Springfield. This doesn't mean that people are going to be coming here. But there was also some pushback. Some members of the board really questioned the idea of they want to open this clinic in a family practice, kind of a medical building in downtown. And ultimately, the board rejected the application. The board was worried that the folks in recovery would quote, be congregating in a common location with the other family practices. And also, they said the clinic would, quote, exert an undue adverse impact on the neighborhood. And so Springfield said, no, this doesn't work for us.
One last quick question for you, Howard. What's next for Springfield and the other 2 locations?
Right. So Springfield, Acadia can reapply at the same location and make some changes, or they can find another site in Springfield. The health department says they do not yet have a specific site in Addison County or Northern Chittenden County yet, but they are moving ahead, and we'll probably be hearing about that in the next few months.
That's Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman. Howard, thanks so much for getting us up to speed on all this.
All right, you're welcome, Mary.